Blog Talk Radio.
Magic Radio. I am your host. My name is Ron Eich Jr., and I am actually a spiritual teacher, and I haven't actually done a show in a while, but typically on Saturdays, I've been doing these shows where I do oracle card readings. I also just kind of share a little bit what information comes through to me from spirit, and you know, it's been probably about 2 months since I've been on the air, and I've been very busy. I had spent some time over the holidays in Chicago visiting my family, and it was cold. It was like minus 10 degrees Fahrenheit for a long period of time. Usually we get cold spells there, but this had lasted for quite a long time, and when I got back home to California, it felt like Hawaii. 50 degrees was paradise to me, and I'll take that any day. But, you know, when I was there, though, I had some time to reflect and to just kind of think about my goals for the year and the energy of 2018 and you know, where I wanted to go. And I feel like 2018 is really going to be a positive year for many of us. There's a lot of changes, and change happens every day, but you know, 2017, there was a lot of bumps, and of course we're going to have some bumps in 2018 as well, but, you know, numerically, I guess, if you add up the digits of 2018, 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 8, you get 11, and 11 is an archetypical number of duality, of having extreme opposites, and I feel like that's this dichotomy between, you know, the old paradigm and the new paradigm has sort of been becoming more and more apparent over the past several years. But now it's really at the front of our consciousness. And I talked about this on my Facebook page as well, if you haven't read the article already. But it's going to be important for us to be extremely clear about who we are, what we desire, and what we want, because there is more and more separation between different realities. And this happened to me the other day. I work with crystals a lot, and I had this crystal that I just recently purchased. It's selenite, as a matter of fact, beautiful selenite. And I put it on a specific place in my closet. I have a shelf that I put my crystals on. Went to work. I came back home from work. Went to look for that crystal. And it wasn't there. And I swear that I put it there. I'm like, I know I put that crystal there. I'm not crazy. I know I put that crystal there. And I'm searching everywhere, and I could not find this crystal. So I'm thinking, did I, like, shift realities? Or did I change, like, dimensional frequencies or something? So, you know, I kept looking and looking and looking and looking. And, you know, I really laserly focused my consciousness on this. I'm like, okay, I know I can find this crystal. I'm going to create this in my reality. And I opened up my dresser drawer, and the crystal, like, just kind of, like, I swear to you, it, like, kind of appeared underneath one of my pairs of pants. I'm like, I know I did not put that crystal there. I'm not going crazy. But it made me think, like, you know, there must be some shifts in realities happening. I don't know if this has happened to you, but there's been a few times in these past couple of weeks where I feel like I'm going crazy. That one thing was with the crystal. The other time, there was a night where I put out my clothes for the following day. I put out, you know, I'm going to wear this shirt, and I'm going to wear these pants, and I had it all ready to go. And then I went to go the next day to get my clothes to prepare, and the shirt wasn't there. I'm like, I know I put that shirt out. I am not crazy. I know exactly where I put it. And it turns out that when I actually went to look for my clothes, that shirt was, like, crumpled up in a ball in my laundry hamper. Like, I know I didn't do that. I don't know if this is happening to you, But I thought it was interesting to share because 2018 is going to be an interesting year. And there's a book I've been reading called Waking Up in 5D, which is written by Maureen St. Germain. And 5D, if you're not familiar with that term, it's the fifth dimensional reality. Because since 2012, there's been a big shift in energy and where we are in terms of our frequency. And what's happening to a lot of us is that we're in this higher frequency, but we're still acting and thinking and speaking as if we were in this old paradigm. So that creates a lot of confusion for many people. And I wanted to read, share with you a quick section from this book about time, because this was really interesting to me. And what she's talking about in this section is, you know, when there's certain rituals that we do as humans in our current reality that keeps us locked in old paradigms. And what she says is called keeping you locked in time. And there's five things that she says, to be brief. The first one is having our morning coffee every morning. Second one is, you know, being obsessed with the news and the weather. You know, I know that a lot of us probably don't like to watch the news because of the negativity and whatnot, but there are many people that get hooked into that and keeps them dialed in, keeps them attached to that old frequency. Another thing is doing things at the same time every day. Maybe you go to work at the same time every day, or you get up at the same time every day. By staying in this these rituals where you're repetitively going through the motions, you're kind of, in a sense, giving away your power, and you're letting yourself be sucked into this time. You're letting time kind of take itself on you versus you being the one that can manipulate time and create your life as you see fit. One of the other things she talks about is mass media events, like award ceremonies, sports events as well. There's a lot of mass consciousness going on. So she says anytime we participate in this mass consciousness, we're giving our permission to everything that is being done behind the scenes that is trying to hold us back and keep us from moving forward. And this is what she says, quote, she says, "Isn't it time you decided where your mass consciousness participation should go? When you put your attention into something, you subscribe energetically with your energy to the mass consciousness. By unplugging from this, you can begin to think for yourself with greater perception, and it allows you to change timelines, as I had said, and change realities and create what you desire into your life." So I thought that was interesting because, as I said, I felt like I was shifting realities because I know I wasn't crazy when that crystal, like, magically disappeared. But maybe this has happened to you, so I thought that could be something helpful for you to share. Now, I know we're talking about unicorns as well today, and everything's related, you know, fifth dimensional realities and unicorns, and I talk about all kinds of stuff on the show. But I thought that was interesting for you, so I hope to hear from you on Facebook. Again, my Facebook page is facebook.com/ascensionmagic. If this has happened to you and, you know, you'd like to share that, I'd love to hear from you. So definitely check that out. But we are going to be working today with the elementals, you know, unicorns. I also work with the angelic realm as well as the ascended masters. But I wanted specifically to work with unicorns because, that was what came to me in my meditation. But also because unicorns bring us magic, and the events that have been transpiring over the past year, or the past couple of weeks, may have left you feeling unsure. And we can work with unicorns to make our wishes come true, but to make us feel connected with that childlike part of ourselves. I know that I do have at least one unicorn spirit guide. Unicorn spirit guides are typically with people that are very creative and, like, artistic, and I know that I have a unicorn spirit guide. You may have one. Unicorns, the story goes, and I believe this, that they were around many, many years ago, just like giants and other things of legend that we hear about in our stories, and they were hunted for their horns, their magical horns. And so they shifted realities. They actually decided, you know what, we can't live in this dense reality with these humans who have sunken so low. we're going to raise our consciousness and exist on another plane of reality. And unicorns are real. They're just not in the old three-dimensional reality. People who are clairvoyant can see them, or if you can, you might feel them, or we know that they're there. I've actually had a clairvoyant episode once where I've seen one. You know, clairvoyance isn't one of my strong psychic points, but it is there. And I was actually in a spiritual course with a lot of spiritual people, so my third eye was like wide open, and I actually saw a unicorn, and it was really, really cool. If you say this to people who are not spiritual, they think you're crazy, but who cares what people think, right? We know in our hearts what's true and what's right, and that's what's important. And to not be afraid to speak your truth, especially if you do it with love, that's what it's about, making the world a better place and speaking your truth. If we all spoke the truth, then the world would be a much better place, and that's exactly what's happening right now, isn't it? Secrets cannot be hidden anymore. Things are coming up in the open like you wouldn't believe. All this stuff with women's rights, you know, this year is going to be a huge year for women's rights. And some of you guys know that I'm a teacher, and I'm actually a high school teacher. And I don't know if you've seen this episode that happened with this teacher in Louisiana who spoke out at a board meeting about her pay, her wages and her pay. And her complaint was the superintendent was getting a $30,000 raise, and she and the rest of the teachers haven't seen raises in years. What is the deal? Why is this happening? And they basically called her out of line. They said, this is not the place. You need to leave. And, you know, eventually she did leave, but when she was in the hallway, security guard arrested her, put handcuffs on her, pushed her to the ground, and it was just, and she was fighting, you know, with this officer. And now it's turning into this big deal about, you know, speaking out and people trying to hold back our First Amendment rights to speak out on the truth. You know, this kind of thing has gone on a lot, and I think it's interesting that it was a woman because, you know, typically teachers historically have been females and severely underpaid, which is an entirely different issue altogether. But when I'm watching this, if you haven't seen it, you know, go on YouTube or, you know, on the internet and check this out. It'll make you cringe because it was just completely uncalled for. And I hope that something good comes out of this. And I hope that, you know, we can really get some change from this. And you're going to see more of these kinds of people speaking out and truth not being swept under the rug anymore. And that's important. And we have to speak our truths. We have to stick together. And we have to also be grounded, and that's why I like when I said earlier, unplugging from the news. You know, like, you get sucked into this vortex of all these terrible things going on, and you really get sucked into what they're feeding you versus your own vision of what you choose to see. Same with the weather. You can look outside, and you can see what the weather is. I mean, you know, I can see, okay, I look out my window. It's sunny. I don't need to figure out, okay, what's the weather going to be every hour? What's it going to be happening 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock? And then being sucked in that. And then by doing so, you actually are creating that potential in your reality. So when you start hearing about all these storms that are going to be happening this year, because you know there always is, these big winter storms and rain and all this stuff, you don't have to buy into that. You can actually put your energy into shifting that. You can put your energy into having people be safe and having us, having the weather be less severe. You know, there's going to be severe weather because the earth is changing, but the severity of it and how it affects us as humans and as you know, as people living on this planet, we can actually put our consciousness into how we want that to be. We don't have to buy into these, you know, disastrous events that could be traumatic. We can actually shift that, and we can put our mass consciousness into something different. So just be aware that you have power, and that's my point. So getting back to unicorns, I kind of go all over the place, but that's okay. I feel like what needs to be said needs to be said. I actually drew a card for all of us today, for anyone that's listening, whether you're listening right now live or you come on demand. There is a message from the unicorns about talking about your feelings. And it says specifically on there, tell a friend how you feel. Now, if you've never seen these cards I'm using, these are actually from Doreen Virtue. And she created these for children specifically, but they work for anyone, but there's kind of specific messages for young ones on here. So if you do have, like, you know, young children that you're trying to introduce to oracle cards or angels, that would be a good deck to use. But the message is really about speaking out again. See, talking about your feelings. How appropriate is that? I'm sitting here talking about speaking out, and this says talk about your feelings. Well, it doesn't have to just be about your feelings, but speaking out. But the message really, though, is speaking with those that you connect with, those that you feel comfortable with. You know, your close friends and family, and your spouse or your significant other, and letting out these emotions as you're feeling them, because there's a lot that you may be holding on to. It's not healthy to hold on to your emotions, especially if you're feeling sad or angry about anything in your life. Find someone that you trust that will listen to you, and let that person know that you need to talk. And if you don't have someone to talk to, you can write them out on in a journal is always great. You can just shout it out, you know, like that, if that works for you. You can silently just talk to your guardian angel. They're always there. Your angels, your guides, your loved ones, your deceased loved ones have never left you. They're always there. They're there to assist you. You just have to put out the intention. And if you don't have a friend and you want to create a friend, well, put out the intention to create a friend. Put out the intention to create spiritual, positive people in your life. And I hope that we can be a community here today of people like-minded who can talk about these kinds of spiritual things and share with one another, and just, you know, have a great, wonderful Saturday today. So thank you so much for being a part of the show. I have these decks of cards lined up, and I'm going to be taking calls here and just pulling cards for you and doing my best to try to offer you some assistance from what comes through to me. Now, if you are new to the show, the way I will get you on the air, I will say your area code, and then you'll know it's going to be you. Just please tell me your name, because I don't see your name here. I just see a phone number and where you're calling from, and you know how I can assist you for today. So again, my name is Ron, and you can call me Ronnie, and I look forward to talking to you guys. So I actually want to start with someone who's calling from area code 256. I'm going to get you on the line. Oh. Hi, welcome to the show. Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, I hear you. You hear me? Hello?
I do hear you. Yes. Hello?
My name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Keisha from Georgia.
Keisha from Georgia. Awesome, Keisha. How can I help you today?
Can I just get a reading on whatever Spirit wants me to know for today? Or for the year 2018 or whatever.
Ooh, for 2018. Okay. I like it. I'm gonna work with the unicorns, of course, but I feel like for you there's another deck of cards I want to work with as well. Something more feminine. I feel like there's a lot of feminine energy rising in you, and I feel like there's this goddess like coming out of you. I just feel it. It's like awesome. I think I'm gonna work with the magical mermaid. Mermaid sounds like a good one for me to work with for you.
Yeah.
So let's see. So we're thinking. Okay. So what does Keisha need to know? What can she expect for 2018? And we'll see what comes up, and we'll go from there. What comes up. All right, so the first, there's two that stuck together here. These are from the unicorns, because I'm working with this unicorn deck. There's a lot of messages for you. These are both related about family. So one says grandparent, and the other one says family culture. So family seems to be really important to you in this year, because we're asking about 2018. This could be for someone that's already is deceased on the other side. Or it could be for with your own family. I feel like it's kind of a combination. I feel like there's some uncertainty for where you want to go within your family. There's some things that are being healed. There's some wounds that I feel specifically in your solar plexus area. Hurtful things that maybe people have said, that you are a very forgiving person, and you have forgiven, but it's like you don't want to have conflict in your life, or you don't want to have that. You wanting to move past this. It seems like this year there's a lot of family energy. There's a lot of help from the other side, you know, and there's
mm-hmm.
there's also spiritual family. What I mean by that is like your angels, your guides. That's all part of your family, and that's all
yeah.
that's all there right now. I also see a lot of wings around you. So it's like there's a lot of angels. Like you have angelic energy. You have like a lot of guides around you that are sort of helping you. It feels like this year. Mm-hmm. Like you're starting in a new direction. It feels like to me like you're really trying to figure out, you know, like where do I go? Like you're taking these leaps of faith, and it feels a little bit, you know, unsure. And that's kind of what I feel like you're seeking for guidance. So that's when the family can assist, and asking your spiritual family and guides to come in and to help you. There's a lot of things that are being downloaded into you right now, like a lot of information and a lot of old, like, just things that you forgot about yourself from past lives or from this lifetime. It's all, like, coming into you, and you're like, whoa, what do I do with all this stuff? Where do I go with it? There's a lot of – it's going to be happening very, very quickly. So what I actually want to do for you is have you heard of flower therapy? Flower therapy is a lot like angel therapy. I'm sure you've heard of angel therapy. And it's just basically working with flowers to heal your space and to give you permission to move forward. The concept is that having flowers, actual physical flowers in your space, connects you with a certain spiritual aspect. You also can just have a picture of the flower near you, but the essence of the flower, because the flower comes from nature, connects you with a specific energy, okay? And they're very, very powerful. So what I want to do is ask the angels to see what flower you can work with that will help you through this time, that will help you kind of with this transitionary period you're going through, and to give you some clarity in your life. Mm-hmm. So let's do that. So give me a second. Okay, well. So purple is a really good color for you right now, like a violet color, because there's actually two flowers that kind of came together. One is the wisteria. You know what a wisteria is?
I don't know. It's probably this flower I'm looking at right now, but I don't know. It doesn't give me the – yeah, I was looking. It's actually purple, too. Somebody gave me Mr. Seal's calendar. Actually, I picked it from her because she had all these calendars.
How funny is that?
Let me get one of those. Yeah, and I have it right here. And it's purple.
That is so funny.
And then the small thing is the little pink ones, but it's the big one. The big picture is big old purple. But I don't know what it is. It doesn't say. But it's probably wisteria.
Well, that doesn't sound like wisteria. Wisteria is actually like a vine, and it actually kind of looks it's like a tree, a small tree, but the flowers hang really, really low. Like they're low hanging flowers. They're really, really pretty, and they smell really good. But see, the wisteria is here because wisteria can help you to make decisions, and it can help you to move forward. So what you can do is get a picture of wisteria, and I'll spell it for you. It's wisteria, and you can just go on the internet, find a picture of it, put it on your laptop or on your phone, and just have a picture of that and connect with the energy of that flower and ask that flower to help you move forward, to help you to make decisions, to help you be clear, and to kind of cut through any red tape. You also want to work with Archangel Michael because he's going to help you release some of the fears that you feel about making mistakes or that you can go in the wrong direction. Because that's just our ego trying to sabotage us. Like, you really can't make a wrong mistake or wrong choice. It's just which choice do you want to make? It's not like right or wrong. It's just, you know, so don't worry too much about that. And that goes along with the other flower is the lavender. I love lavender. And lavender, you can easily find lavender essential oils. Lavender is another purple flower, you know, violet kind of color. But it's helping you to let go of anxiety. To just relax a little bit and not have to try to figure everything out so much, because it feels like things are going to move quickly, maybe, but you can ride the wave, and having these essential oils and flowers with you can help you to do that. Okay? Is that making sense to you so far?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to do one more message for you from the mermaids, because that's what I really wanted to do, and then I'm going to take another call. So I'm going to work with the mermaids because I felt that feminine energy sort of rising in you, and I'm going to see, okay, so this one is kind of sticking to me here. So there's two. So morning affirmation. So what it says is that, you know, by starting your day with specific positive affirmations will help mm-hmm. to make the rest of your day go great. You know, what it's basically called is creating your day in advance. You know, and that's what I talked about earlier on the show where, you know, we want to unplug from our routines and take a step back and say, you know what, I have power to create my day. I can say, okay, you know what, the traffic driving to work is going to be great, and I'm going to meet positive people today, and everywhere I go, it's going to be a wonderful day, and I'm beautiful, and I'm loving, and all these things. And that is actually what you will experience in your day. And that's not just a spiritual thing. That's actually science, quantum physics will prove that our thoughts do create our reality. And I know you're a person that believes that. You're getting a message to start your day and start your year, as a matter of fact, because you're asking about your year, with mm-hmm. specific affirmations, putting it in the present tense. So, for example, if you're trying to create a new job, you could say, I now am in this wonderful career that I love, and I'm paid more than enough, and I work with wonderful people, and it feels so good, and you just keep manifesting that, and that will create your year for you. So it seems like, yes, there's some changes happening, but it's like you're being guided to say, you know what, your year, Keisha, is going to be whatever you want it to be. So it's going to be up to you to really put the energy in and to stay focused on that and mm-hmm. believe and trust and have faith. That's kind of what I feel you're being guided to today.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I've already started the affirmation, so I know exactly what you're talking about. All right. Thank you for
That's
having
awesome.
Me. You have a great day, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You too, Keisha. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Okay, let's see. Who am I going to take next? I got all these people calling in. Let's go to 805. I'm going to get you on the line. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me? Okay, I don't think anyone's there, so we're going to go to a different call. Let's go to 407, get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine, Ronnie. This is Lori calling from Florida. Oh, my gosh. It's almost like you're giving our spirits permission to do what we already feel is the right thing to do. It's validation. That's a better word. It's validation because everyone that I know has described a weird, freaky thing happening to them. I'll give you a classic example. My husband told me that he was drinking the drink that I make for him on his way to work. And he said, Lori, for the life of me, for 3 hours, I couldn't remember that it was called lemonade. And I know that these things are happening to everybody.
Perfect.
Everybody, so don't, I believe you 100%.
Okay, thank you, because I am like, I know I'm not going crazy, right? And
no.
That's good to know
no.
that we're all going through this together. It feels good, though, to me. It feels like these shifts are positive. It feels like we're actually in a different frequency. I feel a lot more peaceful than I have in a while. I really do. And I feel like there's a lot of good things coming.
I didn't start feeling more peaceful until you started revealing all these things. And in all humility, you have just changed the trajectory of what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling. And I'm not going to say that it's been ego. It's just been, I don't know. Was that not even ego? It's I don't know. And you're right. So many things have been controlled by the puppeteers
yep.
that have had the strings going on the third dimension. And because of
yep.
all these portals that are opening, because of all these dimensions that are colliding, incidentally, I've also had several dimensional collisions that are just beyond something that I can understand. So when you were talking about weird things with your clothes being all crumbled up in the hamper when you know that you had set it out, okay, I've had those kind of weird things happen to me. And yes, I'll give you just one real quick, and that is set something down, set it down exactly where it needed to be, couldn't find it for 4 or 5 days, and it wasn't there anymore. Went to the restroom, washed my hands when I was done, and I literally pushed the sink. The sink moved into the mirror, and then it came back. And I kind of swooshed, like on television, like going into the mirror, coming back out. It was just bizarre. And my guardian angels that I speak to just said, calm down, we got you.
That's awesome. Wow. Thank you, Lori, for sharing those stories. I'm glad to know that we're all kind of, you know, going through this together and trying to navigate these waters and trying to figure out where we're going. Can I draw some cards for you?
Oh, in all humility, please. I would be so humbled if you would do that.
Sure. Okay, well, we're working with the unicorn, so that's my main one. So I'm going to see, and I'll just ask, like, what it is that you need to know right now. Oh, this one's jumped out of the deck. Woo! Okay. So this one says laughter. It says you need a good laugh. So kind of like what you're, is another validation of what you were saying. Your guardian angels are like, girl, you need to relax. You need to calm down a little bit. But laughter, I think this is important for everyone. Laughter, they do say it is the best medicine, right? We've heard that from, you know, Reader's Digest many times. But it's true. Letting out a good laugh can kind of break up the seriousness of the world. You know, we start hearing about all the stuff that our president does and, you know, and the weather events, and it gets us depressed. But laughter can really heal us, and it can lift up our spirits a lot. So that's one of the messages for you. Okay, that's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I also want to draw you a flower, like I did for Keisha. I feel like there could be a flower for you, and I want to also for you, because you're a pretty advanced spirit. You really are connected. I'm going to work with some sacred geometry, and I'm going to give you some sacred geometry messages as well. So I'm going to see, okay, what flower can be good for Lori right now as she goes through 2018? What flower can she connect with? And I'm using Robert Reeves' flower therapy deck, if anyone's wondering. There's 44 flowers, I believe. And let's see, thinking of Lori. That's my mom's name, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, interesting, Lori. So do you go by Lore? Do your friends call you Lore for short?
No,
sometimes.
I just go by
Lori.
It's actually Lori Ann, but I just Lori.
Oh, I see. Well, it's interesting, Lori, because just like Keisha, there's a message about family and family harmony. And the flower is a chrysanthemum. And what it says your loved ones form a strong pillar of support, embrace their love, and put past issues behind you. So I feel like this is for everyone, not just you, because it's a second validation that we really need to support each other, our families, and acknowledge our family on the other side who is always there and always assisting us. So working with the chrysanthemum can help to increase that connection with your family on the other side, as well as heal anything in our family in the physical plane as well, okay? So now the next card I'm going to do for you, I got sacred geometry, and let's see which one I'm going to do. I'm going to do this sacred geometry for the visionary path from Francine Hart. She is an amazing artist who, she's very spiritual. She loves sacred geometry, and she created this oracle card deck where all the cards have sacred geometry, but they're embedded into nature, like a tree or an owl or something, and they're really, really beautiful, and they help us to connect with our spirit. I'm going to draw three cards for you. I'm going to go, I just feel like three cards is what I need to draw for you. So, okay, so let's see. Let's think about Lori and see, what does Lori need to know right now? Can we help her on her path, give her some direction? One. They're beautiful cards. If you want to see pictures of them, I can always post them on Facebook for you. You just send me a message on Facebook, and I could send you pictures of the cards because they're just gorgeous.
Okay.
They're gorgeous cards.
Wow.
Right. Card for you. Got to get the right one. Shuffle. Not the right one. It's got to be the right one. It's got to, like, stick out to me. Like, sometimes you got to shuffle it a few times before you get it. Okay, there it is. All right, so three cards for you. Now, the first one, it shows a picture of some rock formations, and it has, like, all these Native American, or ancient tribal kind of drawings on them. And it's number 24. And it says stone stories. They're actually petroglyphs on there, and they're from, and what it says in the guidebook, it says they're from a site in New Mexico where 20,000 petroglyphs have been found and documented. So what this card is about, it's about ancient memories, ancient wisdom stored within your DNA, perhaps. This is connecting with your family, your ancient family history, but also within crystals that you might have or rocks that you like to work with. It's wanting you to open up and hear the stories of your family or the stories of the stones that you carry around, the crystals that you have, and being able to decipher what the messages really mean. So think about how that could relate to your life right now, how you might be trying to receive messages or what is trying to speak to you, and really just go within and understand what these messages are trying to communicate to you. And it doesn't have to be family or stone. It could be any message, like this radio show or something. But it's just being aware of how the universe is communicating to you and opening up, revealing to you what you already know, helping you to expand your heart, open your heart, to let that flow of giving and receiving be in balance a little bit more, because that's part of what's happening with you as well, and to let your gifts continue to expand more than they already are. So that's the first card for you, okay? Now, the second one, which I find interesting, because we've been talking about flowers here, is the wild orchids. And it's a really, really pretty card. It's got a lot of symbolism in this card. It's got the Merkaba on there, and it's got a dragonfly, and there's just a lot of different things on there. When you look at the card deeper, there's these flowers, but there's some stuff that's hidden behind the flowers that you can't really see. So the card is really about there's hidden things that are being revealed to you or hidden things that you need to discover. And this card is wanting you to figure out, what is that? What is it that either you're hiding from or that is being hidden from you? One or the other. So try to figure out what that means in sense of your life. But the orchids in the card can help you to find that inner knowing. And if it's you holding yourself back, I don't feel that way. I feel like it's more indicative to other forces around that might make you feel like you're being held back. But as you mentioned, you're not really held back. You know you have the power, and you know that you're breaking free from that. But just trying to look at it from a deeper perspective and transcending it and learning the lesson so you can move past that. That's really what it comes down to. Now, then the last card, it's the Trinity card. But what I think it's so beautiful is because it has a picture of a man, a woman, and a child as the Trinity. So it's like this holy, the union creating something different. So it's like a card of creation. Like, it doesn't have to be like an actual child, but a child could be symbolic of something we're creating. But since the family keeps coming up, I think it might have to do something with do you have children? Are you trying to create a child?
I've always wanted to have a family. I am married. We don't have children of our own, but in my heart, my longing has always been to be a mother.
I love that. It's so beautiful. Well, this card has like an image of two people creating a child. So that I feel like there is a child spirit that's around you, and perhaps you can perhaps you can connect with that child and ask it how it can manifest into your reality in whatever way that could be, whether it's through, you know, adoption or you know, physical creation, however that could happen. You know, try to connect with that. There's a lot of love. Is your mother still alive, or is she on the other side?
She's still alive, but
okay.
I have a lot of love for her, and it's not reciprocated. So I would love to talk to her, but that's just not an option. You can only do your part,
yeah.
And that's what I do.
What I heard was that there's a lot of love coming from your mother, so that's what made me wonder if she was on the other side. But that's just popped. That literally like was what came into my head. So there is a lot of love there. I just think there's a lot of misunderstanding that's going on, for sure.
Yeah.
So what you
that.
Can do?
Wow, that was
well,
healing.
What we can do
I need to hear that.
Sure.
Wow.
What I'm actually going to do is ask Archangel Raphael to work with you here in this situation, and I'm actually asking Archangel Raguel, who is the archangel that works with conflict and like resolution of a conflict, to help in this situation. You can work with those two angels to help sort of transmute some of this, you know, this weird energy that's been going on with you guys, and hopefully try to bring some healing and some understanding to it. For you, I also see like purple and violet would also be helpful as well. Something about purple is like a really strong color, like a deep spiritual, like an indigo. It seems like that would be a really good color for you to wear, or to have a crystal of that type. That's really going to make you feel more powerful. I can see you also like maybe like working with one of those crystal cathedrals, those amethyst cathedrals, and just letting it kind of nurture you and kind of bring you in. I feel like there's a connection there, because the Earth Mother, Mother Earth is our mother, and letting the Earth nurture you is sort of symbolic of your own mother nurturing you. So there's some symbolism there, and that's what it seems like. Like allowing the Earth to kind of take you in and nurture you will help to heal that in some way. I really do feel that, and I feel like the flowers would be good. That it makes more sense now that the family keeps coming up. Because that was with your mother, so that makes total sense that chrysanthemum can work to bring harmony to your family. So that could be something that would help you as well. And you can just get a picture of the chrysanthemum. You don't actually have to have the physical flower, but it is probably more powerful if you did have the actual flower itself. But it's not necessary, because it's all energy. It's all the same energy.
Wow. And I was going to ask you about career, because you peg me 100%. I am creative. I am madly in love with the planet. I've always been, ever since I was a little kid. I write poetry and philosophy, everything about planet Earth, the sun, the stars, the moon. My website is loaded with pictures and tulips and flowers, because I've had an affinity for flowers since about 2008, 2009. I can see a flower and just get jumping happy inside. I could be mad and crying, and then just show me pages and pages of flowers, and then my energy just jumps up like a little kid getting a lollipop. I've always had that affinity for the planet, for nature. I used to live in New Mexico. I knew the tone and the vibration. I knew something was there for me. But I had to get back to the water, so I'm back in Florida now. I'm ready to leave Florida, if that's what is in my highest and best personal highest good. I'm ready to leave Florida, but everything has to be in alignment, and I have to pick up the lessons that I need to learn and go for it. But yeah, you pegged me 100% about nature, about art, about flowers, dragonfly, all over my website. I look at those things
every
day.
That's so awesome. Well, I'm so glad it's been helpful for you, Lori. And remember, work with Archangel Raguel. It's Raguel, and also Raphael. Those angels can help to try to heal some of the issues that might be related with you and Mom. And you can also ask Archangel Michael to clear, like to cut any kinds of negative, like attachments or cords that might be affecting the relationship. You know, of course, you know you can't control someone, but it can help, and all you can do is mm-hmm. pray and put your energy into a resolution mm-hmm. for the highest good for you both. And that's exactly what my heart is putting out and asking for you, for a resolution and the highest good for everyone. And that always will manifest.
You just literally raised my vibration, literally. I feel inside, internally, the vibration. It's just like I got a kid piece of candy. It's just jumping, my vibration, because I see my vibration. I feel my vibration, and it's just jumping with joy. You unlocked or unleashed something. Do you see me getting paid for writing, which I do anyway? I've been doing it for about 12 years. So do you see me getting paid for that? And yeah.
I think, well, this is what I can do, because I'm really working with cards today. I'm not seeing anything off the top of my head. I do get the sense that you do have writing ability within you, for sure. But it's really, as we talked about before, I think it's going to depend on what you want to do with it. If you feel like you want to get mm-hmm. paid for it, then yeah. you can do that. I mean, it's not, I'm not someone that really hones in on these prediction kind of things, because really you are the one that can make it happen for yourself. Mm-hmm. But I do mm-hmm. get the sense that you do have writing within you. I can do this. I'm going to draw a card from Life Purpose, and we'll see what comes up. Well, I'll think about your writing, and then I'll take another call, okay? So let's see. So this one comes out.
Sure.
This is what it says. It says, your purpose is to bring light and love into the world. So however that comes out to be, it could be through your writing, it could be through speaking, you know, but you have to decide for yourself, is that something you want to do? And if it is, then go for it. You know, you don't need me to tell you whether it's going to be successful. It's going to be successful if you decide it's going to be successful. That's kind of what I'm saying. So, like, predictions are kind of like, predictions are iffy, because you have free will, and you can create whatever it is that you want. It's just, how committed are you going to be to that, and how much deep down inside do you feel like that's going to bring you joy and passion, and that's what's going to bring you joy, and if that is what you feel guided to do, then absolutely, then go for it. But, you know, to say, does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, no, I said I do that every day because it brings me joy, it brings me happiness, and it's nothing but positive. Yeah, and I like to raise the vibration because, like I said, I can look at a flower and I can write about 10 sentences about what that flower does for me, and it'll all be poetic. And it's not a hard, stress, or strenuous thing to do. I just enjoy nature a lot. And that's, you know, if I could do what I enjoy doing, that would be gravy. But, yeah, and I talk as well, so... Wow.
No, that's okay. It's not a problem. I want to thank you for calling in and for validating what you talked about at the beginning of the show. And I'm so glad that I was able to help you to some capacity. So best of luck to you as you move forward in these next couple of weeks.
Appreciate it. Thanks for
coming
back, Lori. And happy new year. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. All right. I think we got time for one more call. Just really briefly, let's go to 773 and get you on the line here. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm
Hello?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, my name is Jamel.
Jamel?
Yeah.
Jamal?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure because I'm writing it down. And where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Chi-town. I was just there a couple
weeks
ago, and it was like minus 10 degrees. Yeah, I'm done with this minus 10 degrees stuff. Yeah. How can I help you, sir? What can I do for you?
I was just call and see what type of message do you have for me coming up for this year.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Okay. I'm going to draw a flower for you, too, because I feel like that would be helpful for you. So let's first do that, and let's see.
Okay.
I'm getting a vision of you, like building something. I see a hammer and nail. So, like, either you're doing that as work, like carpentry or something, or you're building something new in your life. You don't like work. You're not like a carpenter or anything. You don't work in construction, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, so I literally see like this vision of you with a hammer and like nailing stuff with a hammer. So like you're building something, like you're creating something new in your life. I think it's more symbolic of what I feel. You're being guided to trust because the flower that comes up for you is the carnation. And the carnation is, we all know what a carnation looks like, but a carnation, it's about trusting and trusting the people around you, trusting that your wishes that you're asking for, the desires that you're working on, the things you've been wanting to heal with family members, you know, whatever you've been asking for has been coming to you, but you have to be willing to receive it. You know, like, and don't worry about necessarily how it's going to happen. That's what gets us in trouble, I think. We want it to be a specific way, or we limit the unlimited way the universe can give it to us, infinite ways. There's unlimited ways. So trust that, you know, you are being guided. You do have angels. They do hear you. You know, they want you to play more. They say you're too serious. Like, you're way too hard on yourself, and you kind of beat yourself up a little bit. Like, you get sometimes frustrated or mad when you don't do the right thing or when things don't work out the way you want it. It's like, just give yourself more credit because you're working really hard and you're trying the best you can. You know, you have a really good heart and, you know, you're a hard worker and all that. But give yourself credit for what you've already done, what you've already created. And there's a lot more things to come, you know, to come on the horizon for you. So that's the one message. I'm actually going to work with the life purpose for you too. Where those deck cards go? Cards all over the place. Because I feel like that's kind of something that might be helpful to you. So I'm going to ask on this deck of cards, like, what it is that you need to know. There's going to be a couple of messages, and it might not necessarily be career per se, but it will be more like just exactly what I said. What does he need to know? So This says career. Career change, Jamal. Are you trying to change careers? Are you looking for a new career?
Yeah, I'm definitely working into something else. Yes, sir.
What is it that you do now?
Well, I work in photography, but I'm getting more into writing and working in the film.
Okay, so you're wanting to you do creative work, but you're wanting to take it in a different direction.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have tarot cards that you work with yourself? Because I'm working with tarot cards here.
I have tarot cards. I'm familiar with them. I have a deck out. I haven't used them.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because there's the next card that I chose says you are able to work with these cards and use them to help you get guidance. So you can actually work with the oracle cards as a way to kind of get some guidance when you feel like you're not, like you're confused or you're not being heard or you don't know what steps to take. Work with those cards, and all you have to do is just think in your mind, okay, what do I need to know? What do I need to know? And you shuffle, and then you stop shuffling, you draw a card. That's what you need to know for that day. So you can use that as a way to tap into your spirit, to tap into your spirit guides. But let's think more about your getting you more into film specifically. Do you have an idea of where you might want to do that? Like, is in the same still in Chicago? Or do you want to relocate or what?
Oh no, I want to relocate. I have to relocate in order to get.
You want
to
get out of there, huh? You want to get out of Chirac?
Yeah.
Just kidding. Yeah. No, I grew up in Chicago, so I can say that. I can get away with it. I know what you're saying. Yeah, exactly.
I don't like using that term, but yeah.
I don't like using it either, but, you know, I mean, you can't help but hear about all the stuff that's going on there right now. It's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
I spent 20 years in Chicago, and it's different than when I was living there. It's just a lot different, you know?
Yeah.
And,
it's definitely different.
You just hear about some of the stuff. Yeah, exactly, and it's just, yeah, so we don't want to think negative, we'll think positive. So let's think about this. So I'm going to think about you relocating and doing your film stuff, and we'll see what messages come up with that. I'm using the Angel Tarot here. Let's see, Jamal and his moving and film and doing all that stuff. Okay. All right. Do you have a website for yourself, like for to market yourself, like with all your?
Yes.
You do. Okay, and do you have like some of your photography and your films on there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That pops into my head that could be. What is it called?
CosTheShooter.com.
Okay, the reason I'm asking is because that was something that literally like popped into my mind as a way to kind of get yourself out there and market yourself. So I got to go fast, only got 4 minutes. So these are some messages that I drew from the Angel Tarot cards for you about your film going in that direction. And here's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
It says that there are some fears about money here, okay? And it might be important to accept help from other people. And there's this illusion of feeling trapped, like not having self-confidence, being afraid to take action. So what I'm getting from this is that you have these fears about money, perhaps, or fears that maybe your work's not good enough, that you're not going to be successful, and those are just fears. They are doubts, and whatever you think about, you're going to create. If you put energy into, you know, I'm not going to have enough money or I'm not going to be good enough, that's exactly what you're going to experience. So you have to change your thought process and to see yourself as succeeding, see yourself as doing well and being abundant and prosperous and all those things you'd want. There's also something in these cards about like different goals. Like you're not really clear about where you want to go. Like you have these different opposing viewpoints. You want to be really super clear, because if your life seems like it's going all these different directions, it's because that's where your energy is. You know, if you're wanting to go into this film, then put your energy into that and let it happen for yourself and put yourself out there, see yourself succeeding. But there's also something about maybe possibly having conflicts with some other people as well that don't agree with your visions as well. But overall, what I'm getting is that, you know, like you can make this successful as long as you're really clear that this is what you want, and just continuing to put your energy out there of everything specifically how you would want it to be, the kind of job you want, the money you'd want, all that stuff, and don't accept anything else. Just keep putting it out there every day. Have you read the book, The Secret? Have you heard about The Secret?
I watched the movie.
So you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about in terms of like putting that energy out there, because there's still some old thinking maybe that's going on. But I really do feel like, yeah, Chicago, you definitely want to maybe get out to the West Coast somewhere. I think that you'll probably have more success with career, but also with relationships and just being happier overall. That's kind of my messages for you today. And I have to kind of wrap it up because I only have a minute left. But I want to thank you so much for calling. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, it's been helpful. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, thank you so much. So I want to thank everyone for calling in today. We had a lot of interesting calls, and there's a big message about family and communicating with your loved ones, speaking your truth. If you did like my show, please click follow and like. That will keep you posted with all the episodes that I'm going to create as I go through this year. I always have guest speakers on here as well. I do all kinds of different types of things we talk about on here. So if you do like it, definitely please click follow. Check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. Also my website, ascensionmagic.com. And thank you again. And I want to remind you guys that all is well. And I'm going to leave you all with a little bit of love. Here it comes.